Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's defense diplomacy has just taken place, as India and Russia have operationalized the Reciprocal Exchange of Logistics Agreement, or RELOS, enabling both nations to access each other's military infrastructure during war and peacetime. But why does this matter? This pact permits stationing up to 3,000 military personnel in each other's territory and deploying 5 warships and 10 aircraft simultaneously, which is a substantial development in the India-Russia defense relationship. First, let us understand what RELOS is. The Reciprocal Exchange of Logistics Support Agreement is a defense logistics pact between India and Russia that allows both militaries to use each other's military bases, ports, and airfields. What makes this significant is that it also enables refueling, restocking, and repair of military assets on each other's territory, and conducting joint exercises, training, and approved military missions from each other's soil. Crucially, it allows for the deployment of up to 3,000 military personnel simultaneously in each other's country, and stationing up to 5 warships and 10 military aircraft at any given time. It is worth pausing here to note that the costs are settled through exchange of goods and services rather than direct monetary payment, a model that sidesteps dollar-denominated transactions and aligns with the broader India-Russia de-dollarization framework. Now let us turn to the strategic context. The LIMOA framework, which is the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement with the US, signed in 2016, is a useful comparison. RELOS is structurally similar to LIMOA and the logistics pacts India has with France, known as MLSA, signed in 2018, and Australia, also known as MLSA, signed in 2020. India's network of such pacts, spanning the US, France, Australia, Japan, Singapore, UK, and now formalized with Russia, is a strategic tool to project power and sustain operations across multiple theaters without permanent overseas bases. So what exactly changed? This development signifies a substantial expansion of India's logistical reach and capabilities. Building on this, let us examine India's strategic gains. Access to Russian Arctic military infrastructure gives India a naval presence in a region where China is rapidly expanding, intelligence gathering capabilities near key energy supply routes, and a foothold in Arctic governance discussions. Logistical depth is another significant aspect, as in the event of a prolonged naval operation in the Indian Ocean region, Russian bases in the Caspian Sea, Arctic, and Far East extend India's logistical reach. For the Indian Navy, RELOS access at Vladivostok, which is Russia's Pacific Fleet base, provides a forward position in the Western Pacific. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It enhances India's ability to project power and maintain a presence in critical regions. Now, let us consider Russia's strategic gains. Russia benefits from access to Indian Navy ports, such as Karwar, Vishakhapatnam, Mumbai, and Port Blair, which are critical for Indo-Pacific operations. The use of Indian airfields for long-range bomber missions and maritime patrol is another significant advantage. It is also a symbolic counter to Western efforts to isolate Russia diplomatically and militarily, and provides practical logistics for the Russian Navy's 11th Independent Ship Association, which is involved in Indian Ocean deployments. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to note that India now has logistics access agreements with all 5 P5 members, which is a unique position that reflects its multi-alignment strategy and avoidance of formal military alliances. The India-Russia defense relationship has historical depth, with approximately 60% of India's military inventory being of Soviet or Russian origin, although this is declining but still significant. The S-400 Triumph air defense system, procured despite US CATSA threats, is the most high-profile recent acquisition. Other notable examples include the INS Vikramaditya, which is an aircraft carrier acquired from Russia's Gorshkov, the BrahMos cruise missile, which is an India-Russia joint venture, and the T-90 Bhishm tanks, with over 1,000 in Indian Army service, and the Su-30 MKI fleet, which is the backbone of IAF fighter strength, with around 240 aircraft. The Katsa problem is another critical aspect, as the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, or Katsa, authorizes U.S. sanctions on countries purchasing significant Russian defense equipment. India's S-400 purchase triggered Katsa, but the U.S. waived sanctions, acknowledging India's strategic importance. RELO's operationalization does not trigger Katsa, as it is a logistic sharing, not a procurement, agreement. With that background in place, let us look at the post-Ukraine complexity. Russia's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine complicated the India-Russia relationship, as India abstained on UNG resolutions condemning Russia, and increased Russian crude oil imports, with Russia becoming India's largest oil supplier. India has not exported weapons to Russia or Ukraine, and Russia's defense industry capacity has been diverted to the Ukraine war, affecting spare parts supply to India, which is a vulnerability being addressed through domestic alternatives. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The RELO's personnel limit is 3,000 military personnel simultaneously per country. The RELO's asset limit is 5 warships plus 10 military aircraft simultaneously. The payment mechanism is through exchange of goods and services, with no direct cash involved. India's first logistics pact was LIMOA with the USA, signed in 2016. India-Russia defense imports account for approximately 60% of India's military inventory, which is Soviet or Russian origin. The S-400 system was procured under Katsa waiver and is deployed with the IAF. The BrahMos range is between 290 and 800 kilometers, with extended versions, and has a speed of Mach 2.8. The Northern Sea route is approximately 40% shorter than the Suez Canal route and is a Russia-controlled Arctic passage. The Arctic significance is substantial, with an estimated 30% of the world's undiscovered gas and 13% of oil reserves lying in the Arctic. Katsa is a U.S. law targeting Russia, Iran, and North Korea, which sanctions countries buying significant defense equipment from them. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development highlights the importance of understanding India's defense diplomacy and strategic relationships, particularly in the context of the Indo-Pacific region and the evolving global security landscape. This topic is crucial for your preparation, as it reflects India's multi-alignment strategy and its efforts to strengthen its defense capabilities and logistical reach.